This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can talk about whatever you want. We got sidetracked on the whole Israel and Palestinian thing.
Your fault, Scott.
Scott the bigot called in. And, Henry, you and I are students of history. I wouldn't call us historians by any stretch.
We're not scholars.
No, definitely not. But we try to stay up on these things, and
better than fiction.
You like to ask me questions that make me question what it is that I think, and I appreciate that, and one of the reasons that you're on the air, for that matter.
It's better than me having to know what I think.
Yeah, and it's when it comes to this Israeli situation, I'd like to see the best solution possible. But it's such a conundrum, such a difficult situation to you can't just encapsulate it quickly. Libertarianism, which I believe in, is a simple solution to complex problems. But there is no simple solution to this problem of the Palestinian difficulties with Israel up to this point, save something as awful as genocide. Like, I'm definitely not going to have, as a peace advocate, you're not going to find me looking for that. I can see why Israel takes the position it does. I can see why the Palestinians take the position that they do. I've talked to lots of people, including the very rare Palestinian Jew, about this situation, and trying to come up with, I know, they exist, though, trying to come up with solutions to this, and it's not easy.
Well, let's not even take that.
You want me to call Yaakov?
No. I mean, Palestinian Jew just means you're Jewish in the Palestinian area.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But they were always, his grandmother was a Palestinian Jew. So, you know. Long time Palestinian.
His grandmother was a Jew that lived in the Palestinian area.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, that's all it means. So I don't have any good solutions for it. Now, what I would say is that at some point or another, you have to give up the notion that your ancestral lands have been taken. That it just doesn't do any good. Like, I am a whole variety. I'm your average mutt white guy, right, in many ways. I could be upset that the Normans invaded and took land from the Anglo-Saxons and the Irish. And, I can be upset at the Romans for whatever they did to the English up to that point. I still mourn Boudicca, right? I could be upset about a lot of things, and it's not going to do any good. It's just going to get me upset, and I'm going to sit here and stew, and I'm not going to succeed.
Yeah, and you're the recipient of the privilege from it, so why be upset?
I do have certainly some privilege. There's no doubt about it, but whenever anybody tosses privilege at me, I like to point out I did spend 8.5 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. I know what it's like to be.
Think if you'd been black.
I could have been, but I'm not. I lived in an area where I was the minority by a large amount, like very similar to the numbers that black Americans are in the United States, for instance. It was 12 to 1, I think, non-white to white. Where I was, and so I know what it's like.
Were you incarcerated?
When I was in prison.
12 to 1? Oh, okay.
There were 12.
Oh, you didn't mean Bayshore Gardens?
No, not where I grew up.
Okay. I thought I was missing something over there.
People all over America are clicking, what is Bayshore Gardens? It is a subdivision that my grandmother...
I think on Google was going to come up with the Bayshore Gardens School of Architecture, though, really, is it?
Did is there seriously a Bayshore Gardens School of Architecture?
Yes, it's classic.
Is it kind of like Sarasota School?
No, it's
a lot of flat roofs.
No, Sarasota School is like a real school of architecture.
Okay.
Not a physical school, but a school of thought.
Yes.
Whereas Bayshore Gardens School of Architecture is carports instead of
I see.
Garages I see. And flat roofs that leak and, okay. and cement block on slabs, terrazzo floors, and then they go bad and you have to tear your terrazzo floor up.
You're being ironic, and I didn't get it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm truthful, too.
It's Picture Garden is a bit of a dump. I think you're talking about Holiday Heights, and now we have just descended into the very depths.
Uber loot.
Right. This is for those of you who are in Rio Linda, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, I think that at some point in history you have give up the notion. Anyway, yes, that's my segue. You have to give up the notion that your ancestors have been harmed. Now, let's think about the Cubans, which is even more recent. There are rich Cubans that fled Cuba and came to the United States. They lost much of what they had in the form of property and these sorts of things. And they came here and they built a better life for themselves. And then there are Cubans that came after them, the Mariel Boatlift and these sorts of things, who, you know, committed crimes and, you know, those folks don't like those folks and, you know, these kind of things. And the people who came here to flee when Batista lost power, they're never going to get their property back.
Hey, let's back this up just a little bit.
Okay.
And you touched on it there. The people that you're talking about that fled from Batista were also the more upper
the
classes.
Privileged.
So they were more inclined to rebuild their lives than to turn to crime. Whereas in the Mariel Boatlift, Castro emptied the prisons, and it's not surprising a lot of those people turned to crime.
Do you think that there are just, people, I don't know what it takes, but that just some people are going to do well in society and others aren't? That some people are just sort of destined to be better. So, for instance, many Cubans fled, you know, when Batista lost power, they fled and they came here with nothing or nearly nothing. Some came here with something. They had, you know, ties to Miami and that kind of thing. But they had nearly nothing. And they built for themselves a better life. But there are people who are in the, sometimes in the lower classes, that are never going to build themselves a better life because that's just not a value set that they actually have. They're not going to start their own business. They're not going to do these things. And I don't know what
the answer
is.
Perfect example for you.
Go ahead.
Al Capone. He started out as a lowly newspaper boy trying to control, this is true, trying to control the corner that he was selling his newspapers on. And he took those lessons. He learned as this poor newspaper boy and built one of the most successful criminal organizations that the United States had known up until the time.
The man was just distributing something that people wanted, and the United States government was only able to get him on tax evasion. They wanted a piece of the pie, and he didn't give it to them, and that's why they locked him up.
Well, he also, but I was talking about his lessons from the newspaper about marketing and regional superiority of your product and things like that. But, we can go there, too.
I'm just wondering whether this is possibly the case, because I think that Cuba's an interesting look. You don't generally have the wealthy driven out as refugees, right? The wealthy and privileged.
In revolutions, you do.
Well, usually they just, my experience in France is they just chop their heads off.
You were in France and you got to see that? That was your experience? I would think more like in Venezuela, where the rich people leave when the socialists take over.
Nicaragua? If you talk to Venezuelans here in the United States, the vast majority of them are doing pretty well. They're building for themselves a pretty good life. And it's because, maybe it's because they were just of the expectation that that's how life should be. They know they have to work hard in order to get something better, rather than voting in some criminal in order to have a better life. Hey, if we just vote in the socialist, things will be better.
Why don't we just have a strong dictator that's a capitalist? I think was more of their approach, but yeah.
You think that what was the Venezuelan leader before? The one that talks to birds.
Well, we had Maduro now,
now talks to birds.
Chavez.
Yeah, Chavez. Chavez, you think Chavez was capitalist?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Well, not in that incarnation. He was a capitalist before when he was trying to be in the military and, you know, work the system that way, but then he flipped and used the other approach.
How are you in the military and a capitalist? I mean, you're a bureaucrat.
Mark, you're talking Latin America.
Okay. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. know. Your thoughts on whatever we're talking about or some other topic, it's
up to
you.
Are we going to break or not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got 5 seconds.
So we won't bring up the School of the Americas then.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. My name's Mark.
Henry Reigns.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things cryptocurrency. Whether you're a neophyte or a longtime veteran of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com's got something for you. If you're a neophyte, go there to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started. They'll tell you all you need to know in a few short videos about cryptocurrency. They'll tell you how to get a wallet. They'll tell you how to acquire Bitcoin. They'll sell it to you. Whatever you need. Mining, for God's sakes, they'll let you do that too. It's all available for you at Bitcoin.com. If you're a longtime veteran, check out news.bitcoin.com. Got a story here pulled up right now from Bitcoin.com. It's news.bitcoin.com. So, Bitcoin got a big boost relatively recently from Elon Musk. Spaceman like Internet Beanie Baby.
Finally, we are getting off this roundabout historical excursion that you've been taking us on, Mark. Let's get back to the present day. I've been trying to draw you back like that, but you keep pulling me back into the past. But now we can do something we actually have a real solution to. Elon Musk, delete him, take him off Twitter, ban him from Twitter. It worked for President Trump, and it needs to be done now.
Hold on. What did it work to do with Twitter?
I don't have to hear about Trump's tweets every day. I don't have the market whipsawed, the stock market whipsawed back and forth on that. I don't have
to. I just got a news story here where some other social media site, I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but there's a social media site that all the Trumpsters have run to recently, and I'm sure Trump's on there doing Trumpy things, or he's certainly on the Internet somewhere doing something. He's getting all kinds of stuff.
Paid to bring
really
followers.
What it comes down to is that the journalists said Twitter is our domain, and Trump came onto it, and we don't like it.
No.
The leftist journalists all over the nation, and I have to agree with Trump on this one, is journalists are by and large leftists, and the reason
that's
is...
That's why they would hang on every tweet and report it and use it to get airtime on cable.
Yep, absolutely.
They didn't even have to do journalism with him. They just could wake up in the morning and give him tweets and is the material to talk about for the day.
That's the truth.
This is not a political statement, but it sounds like it. But, think of how a divorce happens. You've got two spouses that at one time, most of them were happy to be married. Glad
they must have been, right?
Right. Well, I'm saying most. There can be other reasons that you get married. But, it comes a point where you just get tired, and you know you used to love them, but the things they do every day, it just wears you down and wears you down. And I think what we saw in a lot of President Trump's electorate that changed, and I may be being a little sexist in this, but I think polling shows it was suburban women.
It went one way or the other.
Yeah. It was over and over again. And finally, you get to a point and you cut ties. And then once you finally cut ties, you start to realize, wow, no more drama. I don't have a drama every day. There was a county in Pennsylvania that they went to talk that was heavily Trump the prior election. And one of the converted Trump voters, this was a male, he says, the best thing about Joe Biden is I don't have to think about Joe Biden.
But I'm not sure Joe Biden thinks.
I think Joe Biden is
lucid at some
fine.
Points of the day. Well, I when I saw Joe Biden on the campaign trail...
Technocrats rule.
What's that?
Technocrats rule in more ways than one.
Yeah. Technocrats believe that they, are a bunch of city mice that believe that they know how the whole world is supposed to work. And, in fact, they know how Washington works. And that's about
it. And some other things, too.
Yeah. Well, look, they're not wrong all the time, but they're wrong often enough that they ought to be hung. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, when it comes to...
Name one foreign policy person in the Trump administration, other than Mike Pompeo, that was in the foreign policy continuously for the 4 years.
I don't think there was one.
Right.
So Mike
how
Pompeo.
Are you going to really run a foreign policy if that's how you do it?
Should you be running foreign policy?
Yes.
I mean, I think you should. I think that...
As best you can.
I think that there were a lot of mistakes made with the Trump administration, chief among them the way that the poor Japanese prime minister was treated, who attempted to congratulate him and was left kind of hanging there in the cold for a long time. But when Trump refused to bomb Iran the first time, because it might kill about 127 people, I believe was the number. I had, you know, some affinity for it.
127 people.
Yeah, they were military people. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said. He said, I wasn't going to bomb.
Oh, yeah, because it just wouldn't have been a one deal, one bomb thing.
Yeah, basically. It was going to bomb some. Yeah. And I'm, you know, I like that. I like the idea that we're working towards some peace. I like that he would look like he was working with, you know, Kim Jong-un there from North Korea. I liked it
when they held hands.
I liked it.
It made me feel good.
It did make me feel good. What's Joe Biden done about that?
He's not holding hands.
He's not going to do anything. What did Barack Obama do about it? Besides fire more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
You don't want me to defend the foreign policy of Joe Biden so far? I can do that. But first, let's kick Elon Musk off of Twitter. He is abusing it. He's a narcissist that is irresponsible.
Twitter's made for narcissists. It's like it's their business model. Hey, are you a narcissist?
Twinkies are made for fat people, but you don't stuff yourself into you have a cardiac event.
Look, if it sells electric cars, then great. What did Elon Musk do? Read the story.
Well, let's give a little backstory here.
Okay.
So Elon Musk and Twitter, some of the things that he had done, it got investigated by the SEC, which needs some tougher rules, and regulations that start with Elon Musk needs to. He I made a lot of money on Tesla stock. I made a lot of money on Tesla options this past year. So that isn't it. I should be probably thanking Elon Musk, but I want him off Twitter because now he's crossed the line. You know, I have a high tolerance for people that make me money, but even I have to go to the higher good, the greater good at some time. And it started when he said on Twitter that he was taking Tesla private, that it was already practically a done deal.
No.
No, you're darn right, no. He just said that to manipulate the price. I allegedly by me that it was an attempt to manipulate the price to screw the short sellers. Okay, well, that was between a rich billionaire and a bunch of lesser rich billionaires and multimillionaires.
Right. If you fall for that, I'm kind of the opinion you should have lost money.
Well, yeah, fool me once.
You're saying that he's manipulated people, but you can only manipulate people.
I'm building up a pathological case against someone who manages to pull off this one event, and it builds and builds and builds until he becomes an abusive person and a threat to
it's not abusive if you're just doing it on Twitter. Look, if I claim to be intergalactic,
I'm not saying he's abusing people as a, like, oh, you stupid so-and-so. I'm saying he is abusing the power of what he has. So,
everybody has it.
You want to put this on hold for a minute?
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The newest mask guidelines from the CDC say Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can take off their masks. But it is hard to tell if someone has had their shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Fox News Sunday, people really have to be honest.
If you are vaccinated, we are saying you are safe, you can take off your mask, and you are not at risk of severe disease or hospitalization from COVID-19. If you are not vaccinated, you are not safe.
Some states and retailers are keeping mask mandates in place for the time being. According to a health official in Germany, it is possible that booster shots may be needed against the coronavirus sometime next year. Officials say the virus and the variants will be hard to beat. This is USA Radio News. At least 33 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on three different buildings in Gaza City. It was the deadliest single attack in a week of fighting. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, 20 women and children were among the dead. Hamas is still launching rockets into Israel. On Saturday, IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conrigas told reporters that Hamas is actually the target.
We do not want civilians killed. We do not seek their harm. We are trying our best to operate only against the military, only against terrorist infrastructure.
President Biden spoke on Saturday with the Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian President. Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly three dozen Palestinians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you called in and you've been on hold for a little while, I apologize because we had a network problem. Back to the main studio. It's Mark with you.
Henry here. And I've got someone texting that wants to call, and they want the number again.
I'll give it right now. By the way, our lines are full, so you're going to have to wait just a little bit. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But we can go to the phones here. Real quick, I want to thank the amplifiers and specifically Pizza Cake Man, who is a silver amplifier. So Pizza Cake Man, thank you for amping Free Talk Live. And you can amp Free Talk Live, yes?
The people that are waiting to get on the phone lines, is there a way for them to send messages?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, email.
There's only one way to communicate?
It's a call-in show. Call in.
I thought maybe you had you tweet you or do you know build up your social media, buddy.
You can tweet it to us at freetalklive.com.
Right.
But
okay, right.
Look, I don't want to build Twitter's business. That's what Trump did.
Somebody's got to replace Elon Musk.
That's the thing is that I have no interest in building up these social media platforms. That have, look, Free Talk Live at one point had 19.8 million post views in 1 week on Facebook, and I realized I'm a completely unpaid content generator for these jerks, and I stopped. Just quit. So, the number, 603-283-6160, become an unpaid content generator for me.
Well said.
That's exactly right. You were going to get me, weren't you?
We got any callers?
Yeah, we do. We got John in Missouri and Jerome coming up. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I'd like to hear if anyone has the phone number for X Insurance and Brad had some user experience.
What kind of insurance?
Xinsurance.com.
I don't know what Xinsurance is.
Well,
you mean for your ex-spouse?
It's supposed to be low-cost auto insurance.
I've heard of Geico. I don't know what to tell you, man. Appreciate the call. I've never heard of it. But poor guy waited for 20 minutes to ask us that question. Let's go to Jerome calling in from, I presume, South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I like Progressive because their commercials are funnier. It's a bundle! It's a bundle! I like their commercials better.
They do have some good commercials. I don't know if I have a preference for any particular insurance company.
Hey, you know what I want to know? How is it we can get, they can produce writers, they could put funny stuff in a commercial for, like, football. But baseball, the commercials basically are boring. And TV shows, a bit like Saturday Night Live, been on for, like, 50 years. It's not even funny anymore. Okay?
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live since I was in high school.
It's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
None of these shows are funny. These people can't act. They're all pretty. It's just like these talk shows in the morning. Oh, who's the prettiest and who's the most? And we bring on another celebrity, and they come on and talk for forever. It just bores you, man. Like, boring. And as far as
most of the media I've been consuming is on either Netflix or Amazon Prime, that kind of thing. And it's very niche media, but that's what I look for entertainment. Sometimes I'll watch some YouTube videos.
I get tired of pretty people all the time, man. I'm just tired of them. Tired
well, speaking for all the pretty people, Jerome.
You never say anything.
I'm sorry.
Anything to listen to. All right.
You missed Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live.
What's this guy, Asperger syndrome or whatever you call it?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm not getting any driverless cars, okay? And his cars are, like, blowing up now. So what do you think will happen if he sends a spaceship up in the air and that blows up? What are they going to say about the great and genius of Elon Musk then?
I guess they'll put him in NASA.
Before. Oh, gosh.
They've had a couple blow up, didn't they?
Hey, look, that's why I hate flying of any type anymore. I used to fly all the time when I was in the Air Force. Not now. Hey, but
it's supposed to be safer than driving.
Yeah, a driverless car, right, that explodes on you.
I have been in a driverless car, but I don't know. I mean, it never got above 20 miles an hour, so I didn't feel like really much was going on.
I've been in a driverless car, but I swear I did not have a drink.
Okay, right. Sure, I believe that. Anyway, you know, this man, hey, this is Trump's boy, right? Benjamin, the great corruption, Benjamin his foreign
Netanyahu
was a damn failure in the Middle East, man. And they keep putting this guy up. He is as, you know, I saw him on 60 Minutes a couple of years ago. Oh, he takes kickbacks from Putin. I said, well, can you get any scummier than that? The guy who puts Navalny in prison for criticizing him, who votes him himself for another 900 years. You're taking money from him, and I'm supposed to say, oh, yeah, he is a legit leader in the Middle East. Well, now look what the hell's going on again. Since 1948, okay, they bombed these people back to the damn Stone Age, and that still ain't working. No, and Trump's over there kowtowing to him, and that's not working out either. No.
It seems like long-term leaders that kind of manipulate elections, that's kind of a Middle East thing, isn't it? I mean, it's certainly not just Israel.
The whole election thing is a little new for the Middle East.
The whole election thing's a little new, and I'm not sure how it's going.
Hey, can Israel divorce him? I mean, Bill Gates was about $500 gazillion. He divorced his old lady after 27 years because they just got tired of looking at each other. Hey, she's been looking to divorce him for the last 2 years or so, okay?
Yeah, but it looks like it's not going very well for him. I think she's going
to
have some things to say.
Else to replace him, it's better. That's a sad country, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, anything you want to take from that, Henry?
No.
Jerome, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jerome.
Netanyahu. If I was in Israel,
I know what I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't vote for the Likud party. That's Netanyahu's card.
Yeah.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Yitzhak Rabin, the prime minister that was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the last time that the two-state solution was feasible. And ever since then, it's just been obstruction and more obstacles put in the way to unwind before you could ever get to the two-state solution. And I showed you the map on one of the breaks, and I don't see how there's ever a two-state solution. But everybody gives lip service to that because they don't want to say what I was saying to you about what's really going on.
Yeah, well, it's just ultimately a cultural clash, and one culture has the power and one culture doesn't.
I think Elon Musk is behind your callers, though.
Why do you think that
to
is?
To prevent us from getting him banned on Twitter. Hashtag ban Musk.
You can promote that on Free Talk Live because it's Free Talk Live, but you do not have my endorsement.
Do I need that?
No, you do not.
Okay.
You are a host on Free Talk Live. You don't need my endorsement for anything. Please go ahead.
Oh, I have the floor to talk about Musk. I think
read the story.
Well, I've been trying to lay the groundwork here for my case. So, we have the, I'm taking the company private at $420, and all the shorts get squeezed out and lose their money. And then we have the price goes up, and then he decides to put on Twitter, oh, I think the price of the stock is a little high. That is obvious manipulation, but the SEC doesn't slam him with that. Now, prior to this, he was just manipulating his own company. But now he obviously is manipulating the price of Bitcoin. We've seen what's happened in the last week.
And Dogecoin.
And he dislocated $350 billion of market cap in the cryptocurrency marketplace. And now he's flip-flopped two or three times in a week's time, all to cover up his failings and to accept Bitcoin for cars.
How do you mean? Hold on. I want to hear about this when we get back. What are the failings to accept Bitcoin for Teslas? The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, but we are talking about Henry's penchant for getting Elon Musk kicked off of Twitter.
Penchant?
Well.
Is that what you call a crusade? Penchant?
Perhaps.
What a penchant is.
I'm not entirely sure here. I'll look it up for you.
Is that
you.
A fondness? An infatuation?
Pet peeve? You've got so many pet peeves that you should start yourself a little peeve zoo.
I'm a happy person. I'm filled with joy. But I do see injustice, and sometimes I speak out against it. And you look at what Elon Musk did. We finally got through what he did with Tesla, but let's talk about what he's done with Dogecoin and Bitcoin and crypto in general.
Well, wait a second. A penchant is a strong or habitual liking for something or a tendency to do something. So there you go.
Oh, like my penchant for chocolate-covered Oreos.
Well, that sounds good.
Oh,
you didn't bring any, did you?
Fresh Market on Manatee Avenue, man. It's the only Fresh Market in Manatee County that has them.
I see.
It's like, oh, it's like crack in a dessert.
Go ahead.
All right. We're talking about how he took advantage of people. He not only took advantage, he didn't take something from them. Not take advantage of it. He used them as props for his ego and his playfulness, his self-esteem, whatever it is. He gives Asperger's syndrome a bad name. I'll tell you that right now.
Now, one could make the argument that Elon Musk created the value in Dogecoin and Bitcoin that he is now manipulating, right?
That doesn't give you the right to pull the rug out of those people you led down the path of that. Not to mention the fact that it seems like he was being disingenuous after what we're talking about right now. Let's remind people. He brought up Dogecoin. He helped to get a pop, get the value of it going up.
Dogecoin has been a pump-and-dump scheme for the last
year. That's fine.
We're
talking to Elon Musk here. Don't give me this diversion stuff. There's lots of creepy people out there that manipulate the market. But I'm not going hashtag ban creepy people from Twitter. That would be a fool's errand. But ban Musk, yes. All right. Or hashtag ban Musk, it worked for Trump. Okay. So he builds it up. And then he goes on Saturday Night Live, and I know this because I DVR Saturday Night Live, because I don't turn my back on the culture that's been built up over the decades in this country like you, Mark.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live since I was in high school.
Then he goes on their Weekend Edition segment, and without setting it up and trying to be funny like they were, the host says, "Oh, you mean it's a hustle?" And he goes, "Yeah, pretty much." And you can see the market collapse on that joke. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't understand humor, didn't understand what was going to happen when he said that. But then posts that, he deliberately goes on Twitter and says, we're not going to accept Bitcoin for Teslas.
It did seem really weird that, A, they're going to accept Bitcoin, and then, B, we're not going to accept Bitcoin.
He had this epiphany of the anti-greenness of Bitcoin because of the carbon footprint. Because, Bart, it uses as much power as Finland. How much money how much energy does Apple use around the world?
I have no idea, but I would ask the question, how much energy does the legacy banking system
use? That too.
Right. Like, Bitcoin was created to replace the legacy banking system, and that, I mean, you think of all the fluorescent lights. Bitcoin doesn't use as much as the fluorescent lights in every bank around the world. I mean, be serious.
You tell me it has the carbon footprint of Georgia, I might get upset. But the carbon footprint of Finland? Up in Scandinavia? They're still burning firewood.
And there are proposals, as a matter of fact, here on news.bitcoin.com. A proposal from, let's see, the co-founder of Syfox and Paux, Michael Dabrowski, revealed the nonprofit Paux has recently submitted a Bitcoin improvement proposal that aims to produce a durable, low-energy Bitcoin proof-of-work system. So, I mean...
But you don't even have to go that far. I mean, you're for free markets. I believe that's part of the libertarian creed, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely, sure.
So in free markets, the people compete. They try and become more efficient. They try and reduce their costs. So renewable energy, if it's available to you, becomes a higher incentive for Bitcoin miners than hot dog vendors.
Sure. And I actually did run miners off of solar panels in the past.
So China consumes a lot of coal. I understand that's a lot of Bitcoin mining over there, but it's an addressable problem. So the idea that
maybe Elon Musk should just say he's not going to do business with China and people that torture ethnic minorities.
CNBC, one of the hosts, Wilfred Frost, floated this story in one of those couchways that journalists sometimes do. Some people are saying,
some people are saying
that Elon Musk found out that it would be too much of a hassle to accept Bitcoin for Tesla.
Why would it be that hard?
Because it's not like they're just going to sign up with BitPay, just do it and convert it to, you know, they were talking about bringing it into their treasury, accumulating in their treasury, and then you've got the recognition tax laws. It's a pain in the butt for the size of the market of people that are going to spend Bitcoin on Tesla for a global company.
Right.
And rather than just say...
I must say I considered it. I thought, maybe I'll get one of those Tesla trucks whenever they manage to get those things out.
Like you. That are moguls of the media world like you are on your 200 stations and...
not very many of us,
shaking the tree of knowledge right now.
Free Talk Live was the first media in the world to discuss Bitcoin, yes. And we happen to,
And so he did not have it in himself to just admit to people, we're not going to be able to do that right now. I misspoke. I miscalculated. I did something. But instead, I'm going to create this whole narrative that we did it because we're so green-loving. It doesn't fit with our mission statement at Tesla. But, by the way, the only reason they beat earnings is because they sold off some of the Bitcoin that they bought for $100 million profit on this last quarterly report, which pushed them over and helped prop up their stock price for a while. But he said, I'm not going to sell the Bitcoin. We're still keeping that in the treasury. So we absorbed that. We absorbed that news, and the market came back some, not all the way. So then we get to the latest stuff today as I'm looking for my glasses. That's why I'm taking my mouth away from this microphone, Mark. But here they are on my eyes.
You see fine. Go ahead.
All right. So now there was a tweet today that he did not have to respond to. Someone with the handle @CryptoWhale, which is how all you guys identify each other if you were one. Quote, Bitcoiners are going to slap themselves next quarter when they find out Tesla dumped the rest of their Bitcoin holdings. With the amount of hate Elon Musk is getting, I wouldn't blame him. Okay, that's just Crypto Whale talking. Elon Musk didn't have to comment on that.
No.
And then he responded, quote...
Elon?
Yes.
Responded? Okay.
Indeed. And so, what does that mean? Is it one of those ambiguous things? It could be interpreted, yes, indeed, we did sell off all our Bitcoin.
Right.
And
or indeed, I'm getting hate
today. Well, crash was in Bitcoin terms, maybe. Anyway, it was
down a couple grand.
It dropped down into 3,300, 3,400 territory. I don't know where it is right now.
It dropped to 3,300
something.
Maybe that's how much it dropped.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ethereum.
Yeah, I don't know about Ethereum.
It was 4,400 or something like that. 44,000.
Right. Ethereum's at 3,525. Bitcoin's at 46.
Right, so they've both bounced off the lows of the day since the tweet, but they're still at a lower level than they were before this
sure.
exchange happened.
Yep.
And most any other CEO of a company that was regulated by the
SEC. Jamie Dimon couldn't do anything to the price of Bitcoin, and believe me, he tried.
But if he said, oh, we've loaned out all our assets for a 0.5%, you know, or if somebody said, if Crypto Banker said, J.P. Morgan has no money in reserves and they're about to absorb defaults from all their major banking customers, and then Jamie Dimon says, indeed, you think the stock wouldn't go down?
It wouldn't be good. That's for sure.
So, it's behavior that isn't tolerated. It is dislocating such great amounts of the market, not just your stockholders now. You're rippling through. You're a force that is being disruptive for your own personal ego, and you're affecting the well-being of not just your shareholders, but of literally millions of people around the world. Ban him from Twitter.
I will say that you're making a pretty good case that he is being wildly irresponsible, that he is behaving in a fashion that really should not be acceptable to any Americans that know what's going on. Now, I'm not for...
And what is his medium for this?
He seems to use Twitter. Well, now, I would ask this question. Why does the news care about Twitter so badly? I mean, if he went on... He's using lots of platforms, believe me. He's got to be... Free Talk Live goes on to this...
That's where his followers are.
I'm saying...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.